right, so what is JavaScript? So you can think of JavaScript. There was a part of Java I didn't talk about called the Abstract Windowing Toolkit, which is basically the library that allows you to build buttons and stuff like that and make them talk to each other. And what JavaScript has is essentially the capabilities of the Abstract Windowing Toolkit, except instead of being built on top of a Java client, it's built on top of a Netscape client. And so why is that a neat idea? Well, it may not be a neat idea if the Netscape client wasn't very good, but that the Netscape client comes with a lot of capabilities which is really not rather, we'd rather not build into every single one of our, build a giant Java applet to replace. This allows us a lot of the flexibility of Java in the user interaction, but keep all the wonderful capabilities of a Netscape client. And so that's why I said JavaScript has got it half right. It's fully interpreted, which we definitely want, but it's only really got one feature of Java done well. Like the only important, whereas Java comes with a wonderful set of objects and classes and methods, JavaScript, it comes with a math class, a date class, and a document class. The document class is very sophisticated and has all the necessary capabilities to manipulate a Netscape document, including all the forms and everything like that. But that's all it does. It does not have an image class and stuff like that. So whereas Java is a far richer and an order of magnitude more sophisticated language. But JavaScript is fully interpreted. Next file.